Greetings, and welcome to the Get Hiking Southeast podcast. I'm Joe Miller, and I'll be leading this adventure. Why me? Why am I at the front of the pack? Well, for the last decade or so, I've been leading hikes and backpack trips in the Southeast, and for nearly three decades, I've been writing about adventure in the region as a newspaper columnist, guidebook author, and as a blogger. Our focus in the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, telling the stories of the hikers and the trails, especially those lesser-known trails in the southeastern United States. Continues to be recovery efforts in the North Carolina mountains from Tropical Depression Fred, which dumped up to 9 inches of rain in the mountains on August 16th and 17th. The day after the storm left, the entire Pisgah Ranger District of the Pisgah National Forest was closed, primarily to allow U.S. Forest Service personnel time to get in and assess the damage. Gradually, areas have begun to reopen, but as of August 20th, the following recreation areas remain closed: Sycamore Flats Picnic Area, Sliding Rock, and the Cradle of Forestry, which will reopen on August 25th. Also closed were the following roads: Davidson River Road, Courthouse Creek Road, Yellow Gap Road, Pilot Mountain Road, Headwaters Road, the South End, and the Upper Cove Creek Road. There were also closures along the Blue Ridge Parkway. Perhaps the most impressive is at Price Lake, where the dam was damaged and the lake emptied. Apparently, the gate that releases water from the 47-acre lake got stuck open. The National Park Service is working to get the gate unstuck and the lake refilled. Activities associated with the lake, including hiking the 2.7-mile trail going around the lake, are suspended during this time. Also still closed is a roughly 12-mile run of the Blue Ridge Parkway from US 276 to NC 215 through the Graveyard Fields and Shining Rock areas. This due to multiple small landslides blocking the road. Before heading to the high country, check to make sure where you're headed is open. We'll have links to the websites of the more prominent land managers in the region in our show notes. And that is the news. Back at the beginning of the pandemic, back in March of 2020, we were pretty much restricted from going anywhere other than out our front doors. Fortunately, I can walk to some pretty swell natural areas out my front door. But since so many others could not, I thought, I wish there was a way to take the shut-ins with me. And lo and behold, there was. I started doing a daily morning walk with Joe on Facebook Live, inviting anyone and everyone to tag along for our 20-minute or so walks. I've been doing them ever since, though I've cut back to Mondays and Fridays. Today, I bring you along on a recent morning walk along the Eno River in central North Carolina's Piedmont. It's a walk that covers a range of outdoor topics, and if you like it, I invite you to tag along on future morning walks on Facebook Live at Get Going NC. We hike Monday and Friday mornings at around 8. Now, on with our walk. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Walk with Joe on this third Friday morning in August, I believe, something like that. Today, we are hiking New Trail. We are coming in from the Cablelands access to Eno River State Park in Durham, North Carolina. Actually, we're in Orange County right now. And we are picking up the Mountains to Sea Trail. We were on the Cablelands loop. We're hanging a right. We've come in from the Pump Station Trail before, which is 2.5 miles that way. This is the Laurel Bluffs Trail that we're picking up, which the Mountains to Sea Trail piggybacks on, which is the MO of the MST through much of the state, is that it's it piggybacks on local trail. And this particular stretch we used to do regularly as a shuttle. We'd start at either Pump Station access or from the headquarters of the Eno River Association on Guess Road, and that would be about an 8-mile hike. It was one of the longer hikes that we did. And there is a lot of up and down on this stretch, and I found that the separation of the hiking group was pretty severe. Sometimes, I think once as much as 45 minutes between the front and the back of the pack. And that's a couple things. It's a little bit hard on the hike leader, especially if you're only hiking with one hike leader. I vowed not to do that again. If we did this trail, we would have somebody in the front and the back. We would include a sweep. And the other thing is, it's a group hike. And it was turning not into a group hike. In fact, we had people spread along the way in little clumps of one, two, and three. So, I don't know why exactly, other than, again, it is a fair amount of ups and up and down on this. It is a lovely stretch here. We're going to go about a mile, not quite to the pump station access, and then turn around. It rained last night, and if I'm quiet, you can hear... you can hear the rain coming, the raindrops coming down from the canopy. It's a very lush stretch of trail here. We have a mix of, there's some beech, there is a fair amount of oak, some tulip poplar. We are a little bit hard to tell here. We're fairly high up on a ridge. Actually, we're just below the ridge. But we're probably maybe 75 feet above the Eno River. We will drop down to the river at least once on this stretch. This stretch has connector trail that comes down from a neighborhood that's up the hill. We're catching some nice light here. 8 o'clock and the sun is coming up later, so if we hit the trail a little bit later, we are still catching a good angle to the sunlight coming through. We hit one area, I believe on this hike, where there's a nice cascade. So maybe with some rain last night, it'll be running. Which makes this a good weekend to explore the Piedmont and maybe avoid heading to the mountains of North Carolina, actually Southern Appalachians. Got a fair amount of rain. Well, actually a ton of rain. I think up to 8 inches in places from Tropical Depression Fred, which came through on Tuesday, caused significant damage in the Pisgah National Forest, particularly in the Pisgah Ranger District, where for at least a day, they had closed the entire Pisgah District, which is a kind of western and southern part of the Pisgah, most of the Black Mountain area, or not the Black Mountain area, the area out of Brevard was closed, Davidson River area. Campground was flooded, it was closed for a day, that has reopened. There was also significant damage in the Black Mountain area, South Tow River, Black Mountain Campground, Carolina Hemlocks, both closed. I believe those are still closed. And so Mount Mitchell is open. I know that the parkway from the south
to Mount Mitchell coming from Asheville was closed yesterday. I don't know if it remains closed. The point of all this being that if you do have a hankering to hit the mountains, and you know, end of August, we're nearing Labor Day, summer, the summer season is coming to a close, and that tends to make us a little bit jumpy about getting in the adventures that we haven't had this summer, which often for a hiker means getting in a mountain hike. Might not be the best weekend to do that. We advise checking with the local land managers to see what's open, what's closed. And in today's Get Out blog at Get Going NC, we have a list of the more prominent land managers that you can check. National forests, national parks, state parks, and you can see if they're still being affected by Fred. So, it's a pretty much an advertisement to explore in the Piedmont region, which was much less severely. We were just barely on the fringe, and eager to see what the Eno is like. We've had some pretty good rain in the last couple of weeks, and the Eno has shown no signs of being up, which is unusual. Now, apparently it rained last night. I don't know how much. I slept through it. So, we'll see when we get down here. But I'm not sure if you can tell, but this is really a quite nice stretch of trail. It is a lot of up and down, and it's kind of rooty and rocky, but not debilitatingly so. Well, I can hear the river down below. We're in an area of fairly dense mountain laurel, and hence the name of this trail, Laurel Bluffs, because there are several bluffs o' laurel that are along the way. And yeah, so again, can hear it. We will take a look in a minute here, see what the river looks like. Last Friday we were on the opposite side of the Eno, where on the let's see, the Bobbit Hole and Pea Creek trails. Bobbit Hole, maybe in Coal Mill. Anyway, from the Coal Mill access. And it's always interesting when you pop out to a place where you can see across the river to see if you can figure out where you are. So here's a little peak. Well, the river's at a good level. It's still low, but you can't really tell. We're gonna drop down here in a minute. It will be a typical summer weekend this weekend. The forecast calls for temperatures in the right around 90. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms. So, not a surprise forecast there. Okay, so here we have a nice little walk o' stone. A little stair step. Helps prevent erosion, makes the climbing for us easier. And yeah, so when we parked, one of the reasons I haven't come here to the Cabelands access much of late is it gets pretty crowded. It is the quickest access to the Eno Quarry, which, especially in summer, is a popular swimming hole for the youngsters. Okay, We are on a little ledge here. And I guess, I thought at one point you could see an old structure up here, but I must be thinking of another little promontory along the river. Okay, we're going to drop down. There are some pretty good signs of the Eno's human past that are along this route. Some old homesteads. There is an old inn that's in through here as well. And I don't think we're going to get to it. Dropping down to the river. I think the cascade that I was thinking about. Oh, another look at the light. Very nice. Oh yeah, very nice. Yes, it was quite foggy this morning. That fog is beginning to break. It's also, as a result of the fog, or in tandem with the fog, it is really humid. So the temperature, I think, was 75 at 8 o'clock. I'm guessing the humidity was a little bit higher. Is a little bit higher, probably around 90, but oh, this is nice. It's starting to burn off. You can see the good light here. Yeah, this is good. The wonderful light. Oh, it is so nice this morning. Visually, we're down in a floodplain right now, and I believe where it starts to climb again is where we run into this cascade, and where we will turn around, or I will turn around. We will probably end our conversation for this morning. But anyway, the weekend, warm, possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, so two incentives to get out early. And really, so many places in the Piedmont that you could go, and well, we may have to come back a little bit to get a shot at the river. We're heading back inland, and I think we start to climb here in about a couple minutes. But I would, if you're of a mind, I would recommend getting out early today, getting a jump start on the weekend. Friday morning hike. We're going to be doing that on a regular basis starting in September. We have a Friday morning hike group. We'll head out about 7:30. We'll hike about 3 miles, finish up by 9, and we will explore a different trail in this area each week. So looking forward to that. I like doing these hikes with you, but having actual live people will be quite nice. So excited about that. Also excited about the fact that there's more bottomland hiking here than I remember. So the parts that are rolling that I mentioned earlier, I think must be just beyond where we're gonna be. Yeah, it looks like we're running into a rise up ahead. But, well, we are coming up on the 1 mile mark. We're gonna go up this rise. We'll see what it's like. And if I can see where this cascade is, we will continue on. And if not, then that will be our turnaround point and our end of the day. We are very excited about the prospect of fall, which is just around the corner. And we have put up some of our fall hiking and backpacking trips. I'll include a link in the notes below with this in the comments section, so you can check and see where we're going, what we're up to. Okay, here at exactly the 1 mile mark is the old lodge that I mentioned. There's a gorgeous stone fireplace made, it looks exclusively, at least the exposed part, of white quartz. Now there is a fair amount of it here, but they had to search pretty much. I mean, it's not like it's all concentrated here. Here is a little foundation wall over here. And I'll have to find out more about this. There is, looks like that's a steel support that was in this column, which is top tipped over. And actually, yeah, this one too has tipped over. So we'll see what we can find out about this and let you know. Here's a cornerstone. Pretty cool. It looks like the exposed parts maybe were the quartz, and the parts that weren't exposed, they just used the available non-quartz rock. But yes, a great little vantage point up here. Above the, right now we're probably about 100 feet above the river. And I'm guessing this was quite the hopping place back in its day. So, if you want to come and visit it, we came in from the Cave Lands Trail. We picked up the Laurel Bluffs Trail, aka Mountains to Sea Trail, heading east, and walked exactly a mile. And if you do that, you will find this, and you'll be able to explore. Try to find a link for some more information on what exactly this was, and I will post it so that when you get here, you'll have a little bit more information about where you are standing. The Eno River Association is a great source of information on not only the natural history, but the human history of this area as well. So, okay, that's it. Getting into babble mode. I'll include some links below in the comments related to our chat this morning. And otherwise, have a great weekend, and we will reconvene on Monday and compare notes. So until then, Be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. That's our show for this week. I hope you liked it and that you'll be back. In the meantime, a reminder that the Get Hiking Southeast podcast is a part of the Get Hiking and Get Backpacking universe, where instead of just telling you about great places to go, we take you there. Coming up, we have, in September, we head to the Joyce Kilmer Slick Rock and adjoining Citico Creek Wilderness areas of North Carolina and Tennessee for a 4-day base camp trip. From the Big Fat Gap Trailhead, we'll hike in 1.5 miles, set up camp, then explore the wild terrain of these joint wilderness areas on day hikes. This trip is September 16th through the 19th. We've scheduled 4 intro to backpacking classes in North Carolina and Virginia for the fall. We'll have 1-day training sessions at Morrow Mountain State Park, Goose Creek State Park, and Merchants Mill Pond State Park, with our North Carolina graduation weekends at South Mountain State Park and our Virginia graduation weekend at a site to be named. Become a backpacker in time for the prime fall backpacking season. We also currently have 3 Get Backpacking Weekend Escapes planned for the fall. Weekend Escapes, you inquire? It's what we do when fall, the best time of year to backpack, rolls around and we're plumb out of PTO. These trips are designed to allow you to work all day Friday, then, when the whistle blows at 5, jump in your pre-packed car, drive to a strategically selected trailhead, hike a very short distance to base camp, then enjoy a long day of hiking in day pack on Saturday and a shorter day hike Sunday before heading home. We have trips scheduled to Dauten Park in North Carolina in October, Rock Castle Gorge in Virginia in November, and to the Uaru Mountains of Central North Carolina in December. Not a backpacker, but like the notion of spending the night at a backcountry site, our Get Backpacking for Non-Backpackers programs lets you do just that. Establish a base camp and do day hikes from there. You can learn more about these adventures and everything else we do at getgoingnc.com. Click on Explore with Us. If you like what we're doing here at the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, please do leave a review with the podcast vendor from whom you receive this weekly communication. And if you don't like it, or if you have some constructive criticism, or maybe a topic for an upcoming episode, drop us a line at joe@getgoingnc.com. Until we meet again, get out and explore.